If you have ever wondered why Peorians are madly in love with community theater, I encourage you to go see Cornstalk's current production of The Music Man by Meredith Wilson. The assembled army of parents and friends who helped to build the set, move props around, create the brightly colored costumes for a platoon of actors, and then these same folks fill the seats to see their friends in their shiny moments of glory. This musical is by itself why the arts matter in building community. Of course, it helps that the content of this dazzling old chestnut of a script is all about the role of music and creativity in building confidence and building relationships, the embodiment of how the arts can transform an individual life and an entire town. If we just pause and consider one of the many boisterous choral moments, we get a clearer picture of how musical theater magic is made. 76 Trombones is led by Professor Harold Hill and played brilliantly by Charlie Brown. The large ensemble all sang with great gusto and emotional articulation. The music director, Adam Windisch, deserves more than a little credit for this. From their simple toe taps keeping rhythm to the well-choreographed marching, these throngs of people moved gleefully around the stage. The band, set behind stage, kept up a solid tempo. I must admit, I love live music in a musical and always applaud the extra energy these musicians add to a production. The teal and plaid suits, flowing skirts, and period hairdos were visually stunning. And the warm, enthusiastic smiles of the adoring parents and the audience echoed the enjoyment beaming from the faces of the actors themselves. But the most telling moment in this ocean of movement and mirth was when Harold Hill accidentally bumped a small child in his path and, without missing a note or a dance step, patted the child on the head and made sure he was okay in the most genuine fatherly manner. This is what community is about. If community theater is the excuse for getting 100 people to work together with talented direction and a shared vision, then let every town be invaded by a traveling salesman trying to create a band. Of course, we must pay homage to Meredith Wilson's superb book, Music and Lyrics, a trainload of traveling salesmen chanting a rhythmic, disparaging description of the star is the best introduction to a character I have ever heard. I believe it was Joe Soit who sang, "When the man dances, the piper pays him." The song about Marion the librarian begs the question, did Wilson capture the stereotype perfectly? Or did this tune create it? And the way the play manifests tensions and then resolves them keeps you hooked even if you have seen it a dozen times. Case in point, when Hill stops the school board from their perpetual arguments with the word ice cream and then asks each of the four men to repeat it in four-part harmony, creating a barbershop quartet, this is sheer genius. Steve Post, Stephen Cords, Kurt Roden, and Sean Howell turn in the best performance of a quartet ever written into a musical. Their harmonious duet with Marion the Librarian, played deftly by Amanda Humphreys, is one of many musical highlights, sweet and touching, with a touch of humor. Dave Schick's portrayal of Mayor Shin was laced with great comic timing as he hit every malapropism. And Brian Blank's Marcellus is a great sideman to the professor. But his farcical impersonations of a female dance partner made the professor look 10 years younger. In her director's notes, Peggy Brohup speaks of growing up in Cornstalk Productions, moving from child actor through props and makeup to director, while also making lifelong friends and meeting her husband. Hearing Jarrett Ledford sing in tune with a well-faked lisp and Anja Olson hit difficult notes with the librarian's rich harmonies inspires me to want to come back and hear what they are doing on stage in years to come. Watching the many young children and dozens of teenagers enthusiastically dance with the well-seasoned veterans gives us hope Cornstalk will continue another 60 years.